Real general practice will be helping with your clinical assessment. The diagnosis may be just around the corner if you look. Agenda setting is the key to a successful consultation. But listen now, because you won't read this in a book. A little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Welcome back to Real General Practice. This is the introduction for clinical skills assessment candidates and other GP registrars. I'm going to take you through the six reasons that you will pass the clinical skills assessment after using this course. The first is shared surgeries. The second is flexible structure. The third is 10-minute consultations. The fourth reason is getting used to others watching your consultations. The fifth reason is an arsenal of common and important presentations. And the sixth reason is effective shared decision making. I'm not sure how many of you are Monty Python fans, but here goes anyway. Our three main weapons are shared surgeries, a flexible structure, doing consultations in 10 minutes, and getting used to others watching your consultations. Or was that four main weapons? And then, of course, we have an arsenal of common and important presentations, not to mention effective shared decision-making. As I said, we have six weapons to get you through your clinical skills exam. Our publication uses all of the above weapons to promote an effective consultation style that communicates effectively with patients and will get you through the clinical skills assessment exam. So let's run through those six lessons that will get you through your clinical skills assessment exam. So our first weapon is shared surgeries. When I do a shared surgery, I start by doing the first consultation and my registrar observes me and records the consultation on the computer. For the next consultation, we swap places. I only intervene if I feel I have something important to add to the consultation. The surgeries are booked at 10-minute intervals and we usually have two catch-up slots per hour. Shared surgeries allow you to listen to and watch your trainer and to acquire her or his consultation skills and knowledge. You then immediately apply some of those new skills when you see the next patient under your trainer's supervision. This publication also gives you real audio consultations to listen to. This is the other half of what you do in a shared surgery. The cases are similar to those that you might encounter in the clinical skills assessment exam. Our second weapon is a flexible structure. The audio consultations demonstrate how GPs go with the flow, yet ensure they stick to the structure. Osmotic learning moves you towards more effective use of the flexible structure that facilitates good communication and allows exam success. Print out the scripts in our CSA scenarios and colour in the areas between the brackets to demonstrate how flexible you might be in covering all the areas in the math of the consultation headings. Soon, it will become second nature that you can include each key area in your consultations without appearing overly formulaic. Our third weapon is doing 10-minute consultations. Many of my consultations are longer than 10 minutes, and many are shorter than 10 minutes. Don't worry too much if you can't always finish a consultation in the exam within 10 minutes. However, it's important that you demonstrate good communication skills and use of structure. Your examiners want to be satisfied that they could trust you to work in their practice independently. Part of that means that your consultations are not over long and demonstrate good communication skills and evidence-based practice. Taking part in role-play CSA exam groups teaches you how to work towards having an effective tempo and style. These groups will help you to consult more effectively. Listening to an experienced GP consulting up-tempo can help you to improve your skills. Agenda setting is a crucial part of your time management within the consultations. Your surgery should be set with a 10-minute booking interval as early as possible in your training. This allows you to get used to working towards this goal. Of course, catch-up slots will be vital and can be numerous, at least in the first instance. Our fourth weapon to get you through the clinical skills assessment exam is getting used to others watching your consultations. It's an alien feeling for many, being observed in the CSA exam. The presence of an examiner can be quite unsettling. Unfamiliarity can lead to anxiety, and this can make the CSA exam more stressful. It's a good idea to get used to the feeling of having somebody watching you as you consult. The best way to do this is to have shared surgeries with your trainer, but also recording your consultations with a video recorder or even an audio recorder with the potential for later playback with your trainer will make you used to the feeling of being watched. This can be a helpful advantage. Our role play scenarios acted out in your own CSA groups offer you the opportunity to be watched consulting by your peers and potentially also by your trainer. After role playing the scenarios, you can listen to an effective version of the real consultation. Your study group, with or without a trainer support, can provide you with constructive feedback to allow you to rehearse new techniques and to add knowledge. Our fifth weapon for getting you through the clinical skills assessment exam is an arsenal of common and important presentations. Learning the art of general practice benefits from the apprenticeship approach. Not just that, we need to learn from the outset how to divine our patient's ideas, concerns, and expectations skillfully. We need to be able to structure our consultations to make them safe and to make the communication effective. We also need to be up to date. Like any skill, general practice is best learned under expert supervision. The sort of patients that we see in our consulting rooms every day are ideal for you to learn your art on. The more that you can learn from other people's consultations, the better. This course gives you a collection of some of the common and important presentations typically encountered in general practice. These real consultations show you how consultations can be done. I'm very grateful to all of my patients who have allowed me to share these consultations with you so that the skills of future and current GPs can be improved. I've attempted to preserve their anonymity, but have their consent in sharing this information with you. I recommend that GP registrars seek out experienced GP colleagues and trainers to share their surgeries with them. Experienced GPs also benefit enormously from these shared surgeries because new blood brings in enthusiasm, knowledge, and skills that will teach them plenty too. Our sixth weapon that will get you through the clinical skills assessment exam is effective shared decision making. Much of effective shared decision making occurs as a result of really listening to what your patients say when you explore their ideas, concerns, and expectations. I would thoroughly recommend that you explore the shared decision-making tools available on patient.info. Take a look at patient.info/doctor/decision-aids. Truly involving patients in making decisions for themselves involves providing them with enough information regarding the viable options and guiding them skillfully through making an informed decision. For simple decisions, you'll often be expected to make a pragmatic compromise. You should share with them information about the options that they are likely to prefer and those that may be most effective for them. Our audio recordings seek to give you practical insight into how this shared management is conducted. Your trainer's supervision in CSA group meetings is likely to be invaluable. Follow the swings and roundabouts icon link to listen to some of the more complex decisions faced by our patients. I suggest that you signpost patients to relevant audio decision aids prior to reviewing them to further support them in making an informed decision that suits them.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP.